KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 50 degrees in Atlantic after a low of 49. We look forward to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol says a section of Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs has collapsed, but no one was injured. Crews were installing a pipe beneath a freeway when the three eastbound lanes collapsed last night. Council Bluffs police say the incident left about a 10-foot gap that was 2 to 3 feet deep. Workers immediately called 911 and authorities were able to halt traffic and avoid injuries. The Department of Transportation posted a message on its website just before 9 p.m. saying the lanes were blocked between exits 1A and exit 4. The Department of Transportation also advised that eastbound lanes from the Missouri River Bridge to the South Expressway exit would remain closed until late this afternoon. News time is 7:08.
Helen, where are we going?
To see the house I just bought, Marge. Marge, look at this huge living room and the woodwork. Isn't it gorgeous?
Well, yes, Helen, but what's that smell?
I think they just had some bad potpourri.
No, Helen. I think it's more than that. I think we better go check the bathroom to see if the toilet is clogged and if the sewer is backed up. On second thought, I don't think we should go in there. Let's call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. They can check the septic tank and do a furnace inspection so everything will be fixed and ready for you to move in.
Whether you're buying a house or remodeling your own, Masker Plumbing and Heating can come and inspect your septic tank. All septic tanks have to be brought up to code by DNR. While Maskers are at your house, have them check your furnace, too. They can fix it if it's in need of repair or recommend a more efficient York furnace or heat pump. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you at 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. A Red Oak man was arrested this morning for operating an ATV that was reported stolen. Timmy Lee Gardner was operating the 1997 Polaris Trailblazer 250 ATV southbound on Highway 48 near 215th Street. A check of the VIN number revealed the machine was stolen. Gardner was arrested for theft in the second degree motor vehicle and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $5,000 cash bond. Red Oak police assisted Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies in conducting the arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three men were cited for open container following a traffic stop early this morning. The vehicle was pulled over at around 12:50 a.m. And upon further investigation, the passengers, who are identified as 45-year-old Raymond Briggs, 36-year-old Clinton Gardner, and 35-year-old Jeffrey Joyner, were all found to be in possession of alcohol. The men were cited and released. Three men were arrested on drug charges Wednesday night in Red Oak. 20-year-old Timothy John Jennings and 19-year-old Gillian Ray James Bourne, both of Red Oak, along with 19-year-old Jacob William Avery of Emerson, each faced charges that include possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The trio were arrested just after 10 p.m. Wednesday following a traffic stop at the corner of 1st Avenue and West 3rd Street in Red Oak. They were brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 cash bond each. Three juveniles who were reported missing from the Quakerdale Youth Center in Manning were apprehended Tuesday following a pursuit in Fremont County. Sheriff's officials say the 16-year-old driver of the vehicle and his passengers, a 16-year-old male and 13-year-old female, were being held on charges of theft in the second degree, theft in the fifth degree, interference with official acts, eluding, reckless driving, and a variety of traffic offenses. Additional charges are pending in other jurisdictions as well. Authorities say Fremont County deputies received a call at around 10:40 a.m. Tuesday about a pursuit involving Otoe County, Nebraska deputies that was entering Fremont County on Highway 2. During the chase of the stolen 2012 Dodge Ram pickup, speeds topped 110 miles per hour near the intersection of Highways 2 and Interstate 29, as well as in the city limits of Riverton. Fremont County deputies joined in on the pursuit at the intersection of Highways 2 and 275, but the pickup was lost in Riverton. A citizen later informed officials a vehicle matching the pickup's description was observed in Sydney. A vehicle matching the stolen pickup was found in the parking lot of the Sydney Elementary School, and an investigation determined the teens had entered the Sydney Community Library to access the Internet. When deputies arrived, the teens tried to flee on foot, but were apprehended a short time later. They're being investigated as suspects in the theft of a vehicle from Manning, a pursuit in Atchison County, Missouri, thefts in Nemaha County, Nebraska, and a vehicle theft and vehicle arson case in Cass County, Nebraska. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Otoe and Cass County, Nebraska Sheriff's Offices, the Iowa State Patrol, the Nebraska Fire Marshal's Office, and an investigation into their activities continues. KJAN News Time is 7:11. Fall is coming, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working correctly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are our local York Heating and Cooling System dealer in Atlantic. And York offers a high-efficiency heat pump. Maskers can also take care of your septic tank. They can inspect it and fix it if things aren't working right. If you're buying a house or remodeling, the septic tank has to be at code by DNR. So give Masker Plumbing and Heating a call today or stop in and see them at 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, Pearl Mae Norgaard, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Pearl Norgaard will be today at 10 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lyle Hayes, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lyle Hayes will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dorothy Bauer Kemper, age 82, formerly of Walnut, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Bauer Kemper will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Joanne Villegas, age 75, of Irwin, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Joanne Villegas will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Kathleen McDaniel, age 59, of Harlan, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Kathleen McDaniel will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Norma Mitten, age 85, formerly of Kirkman, died October 3rd in Hamilton, Missouri. Funeral services for Norma Mitten will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kendall Chapel Church in rural Hamilton. And Donald W. Paul, age 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Don Paul are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.